the rest of the story. Howard Blackburn was 25, native of Gloucester, Massachusetts, occupation, fisherman. It was a cold, clear February day in 1883. Howard was aboard a fishing vessel off the coast of Newfoundland. It was time to haul in the trawling lines. Howard took another man with him in a little flat-bottomed boat. They call it a dory. It was calm when they set out, but shortly a freak squall overtook them, blew them away from the fishing vessel and out to sea. Soon the mother craft had vanished in the distance. Snow had begun to fall. It was only the start of an Atlantic blizzard. The waves rose high all that afternoon and into the stormy night. Blackburn and his mates spent the hours of dark bailing water and smashing the fast-forming ice from the dory hull. The Newfoundland coast, they believed, was about 100 miles away, so at dawn they would take turns bailing and rowing for the horizon. Now it's the second night. The sea is still high. Blackburn's mate should have taken over the oars an hour ago, but crawling to the bow, Howard learns that his comrade, having let himself fall asleep, has frozen to death. So Howard is now alone at sea in the middle of a relentless storm. But in his bleakest hour, Howard Blackburn is no less determined to live. He returns to the oars, continues to row. A third day passes, and a third night. The tempest is still raging. The ice on the oar handles tears chunks of flesh the size of half dollars from Blackburn's hands, but he keeps rowing. And just before dawn of the fourth day, the gale dies and the sea subsides. Howard has remained sleepless now for 80 hours. But should he stop rowing, he will again drift out to sea. And should he fall asleep, he will freeze. So Howard stubbornly held to the oars through a fourth day and a fourth night. And on the morning of the fifth day, there was land in sight. In a few hours more, Howard dragged himself ashore, cold, weary, starving, but alive. And it took him two more days roaming that sparsely inhabited region to find help. That was the adventure of which few knew, which inspired the world-renowned adventures to come. 1899, he took a 30-foot rig, set sail alone from Gloucester, Massachusetts, crossed the Atlantic to Gloucester, England in 61 days. 1901, in a shorter, faster vessel, he made his second solo crossing, Gloucester, Massachusetts to Lisbon, Portugal, this time in 39 days. But the record books do not always reflect that when Howard Blackburn was lost at sea in the winter of 1883, in an icy storm that nearly cost him his life, he knew from the second day that his hands would eventually freeze. So to keep his fingers useful, even as they died, he let them freeze to the oars so he might live and someday return to conquer the ocean which had failed to conquer him. With fingerless stumps for hands. Now, you know the rest of the story.